From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's about to get real hot out there. Triple-digit heat is forecast across large swaths of Northern California Friday and Saturday. And for many, that may mean a trip to one of our rivers and lakes. But a super hot day shouldn't necessarily be an invitation for a dip, especially if you're not a strong swimmer or unfamiliar with an area. And those swimming holes from last year can be drastically different and dangerous now. So today we're going to talk about water safety and how to have fun while staying aware. Brian Dolgar is the director of the Sac State Aquatic Center at Lake Natoma in Folsom, and Jennifer Rubin is the Safe Kids Coordinator at UC Davis Health. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Well, Jennifer, I want to start with you. How does one become a Safe Kids Coordinator?
Sure. UC Davis Health has many different programs. One of them is that we are a level one pediatric trauma center. So try to help kids and adults prevent the leading causes of injury. And we know those trauma injuries, you might think of car crashes or something similar. But for me as a Safe Kids Coordinator, that also includes drownings, right? Drowning is a leading cause of death for kids in our county. So we do pay attention to water safety as well as other types of traumatic injuries.
Yeah, I mean, we usually have these conversations around this time of the year as we're about to embark on triple digit temperatures. It's usually the first time people are going to think to jump in a river or in the pool or in a lake. And so it's an important reminder to have. What would you like people to be aware of as, you know, they start thinking about hopping in our local waterways, Jennifer?
Now, we hear from first responders that this may not be the best time of year to hop in our local waterways. Right? The water is still very cold and very fast. And so if there is a safer place to swim, we'd love to choose that. Like our local community pool that has lifeguards is a wonderful place to swim. But if we are going down to the river, we're going to go through some of our safety tips today. But first, just know that we respect our local waterways and how fast and strong and cold they are. And even if you won an Olympic gold medal, even if you're Michael Phelps, we should still have a life jacket at the river.
I mean, you mentioned that this year may not be the year. Can you just expand upon that and how conditions can be drastically different from, you know, one late spring to summer to the next?
Sure. Even within the day, right, conditions can vary. Up and down our rivers, we see different debris that flows by. We have garbage, we have trees, we have branches, we have rocks, and all kinds of things that flow through the river all day, every day. So from one year to the next, or one day to the next, or even one hour to the next, that spot you jumped in may have changed. And the same goes with our beaches, those beautiful places where we like to swim and wade and play around. And the water level changes throughout the year and even throughout the day. And so the water can be very shallow. We can be splashing and playing around. The water's about up to our knees. And then suddenly you'll reach a spot where the ground beneath you drops off. And that's one thing I really want folks to know about if you're new to the rivers, if you're new to Sacramento, is be aware of those drop-offs where the water was up to your knees and now it's suddenly over your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's important because on the surface, it can look relatively calm, especially when you can see the other bank of the river and you're like, oh, maybe I can swim across that. But there's a lot happening beneath the surface and it can be incredibly dangerous, even for strong swimmers. Brian, you're over at Lake Natoma. Has it been getting a little busy? Has activity been, I don't know, picking up a little bit as the temperatures are going up?
It has. It's as soon as we reach 70 degrees, it's absolutely beautiful. Get out in the water. We're fortunate to have as many waterways in the Sacramento region. But again, like Jennifer said, you need to respect it. I just asked our front office staff what the water temperature here as at Lake Natoma is, 56 degrees. Understanding where the water comes from, it comes from the Sierras, and we've had warm weathers the last couple weeks, and so that snow melt comes down our streams. We've had several fires over the last few years. There's not a lot of foliage to hold that water flow back. So the reservoirs are filling up Oroville, Folsom Lake, Tahoe evenly is filling up quite quickly. And once those reservoirs get full of water, they have to release that water because there's at max capacities. Therefore, water gets drained in from Folsom Lake to Lake Natoma. And then from Nimbus Dam starts the American River, which is flowing pretty good right now, and then goes down into the Sacramento River. But like I said, it's 56 degrees. It can be some of the most enjoyable time of year, but it also can be some of the most dangerous because the air temperature is, we're going to reach up into the hundreds later on this week. How many people take a 56 degree shower in the morning? Most people don't. And so while it's hot outside, you might want to get off your kayak or your stand-up paddleboard or go swimming. And there's shock that happens to your body. And like Jennifer alluded to, you can be a fantastic swimmer, but when your body cramps up because of cold water, it can really put you in a dangerous predicament.
Yeah, I mean, 56 can sound refreshing when you're thinking of triple digit temperatures, but it can literally take your breath away, especially if you're caught underwater and panic sets in as well. It can be very dangerous. When it comes to Lake Natoma, I mean, you have a lot of aquatic activities there. I mean, it is an aquatic center. What are the unique risks that you want people to consider before they start heading out to Lake Natoma?
Just understand the environment. Lake Natoma is really special because you don't see any other power boats exceeding 5 miles per hour. It's basically a human-powered craft lake. A lot of stand-up paddlers, a lot of kayakers. There are some open water swimmers that swim. What's unique is you have a rural environment in an urban setting, and so people can really enjoy the waterway and it's safe. And California State Parks, which is one of our partners, has done a fabulous job at Black Miner's Bar, Willow Creek, and Nimbus Flat here to provide access to the Sacramento people to access the water. But right here at Nimbus Flat, if you go 15 feet off the shoreline, a nice sandy beach, it drops off to about 22 feet. So understanding that environment, there's not much of a current, but if you do have winds such as we did last week, you add cold water and wind makes it tremendously more cold. In that environment. But I look forward if people wear life jackets, understand the environment. If you don't know, ask somebody that's been there. You know, this is our first time here to Lake Natoma. Where's a good place to swim? Our aquatic center, we offer all kinds of rentals, kayak rentals, stand-up paddle rentals, classes, etc. And we're a great resource if you want to stop in and say hello and ask about the lake. We'll be glad to share that information. And then the state parks kiosk also have professionals that at the entryways of those access points to share information for the general public.
When the worst case scenario happens and a drowning happens, when and where do these typically happen in around the Lake Natoma area or the area that you're well versed in, and who's most at risk?
Sadly to say, most of the drownings happen within 200 feet of shore. You literally were, and we've done rescues, we've done recoveries because I've been here for 30 years. It's a tragic situation where somebody either individually or as a family have come out just to recreate and enjoy the lake and the serenity and have a good time at the lake. And if they weren't wearing a life jacket, that's one. Life jacket shouldn't be end all be all in the water. It is acts as a safety device, and people should wear life jackets when they're out on the water. But again, understanding that environment and your swimming and your comfort level in and around the water, and stay close to shore. I mean, you can get your whole entire body submerged in the water in relatively shallow water without having to go in where it's over your head.
Jennifer, I mean, your focus is pediatrics. When it comes to teens and children, when are you most concerned about the risk being in water, including pools?
Sure. You know, I had a fire captain once say he could almost set his watch by it, right? It's going to be a weekend. It's going to be the afternoon. It's going to be very hot. And it's just going to be that afternoon time where folks have been out most of the day. And we're going to see folks with possibly alcohol involved start to overestimate their swimming abilities, right? Our statistics locally show us it's often teens and young adults. Males are definitely overrepresented in this category with some of those risk-taking behaviors and maybe overestimating their swimming ability. So that is the group that we see that often ends up in those sad statistics. But of course, we want everyone to be aware. Here in Sacramento County, there's a county ordinance that kids under age 13 have to wear a life jacket on our waterways. And that's been really successful in saving the lives of kids. We're very excited about it. I wish older adults would take part in that, right? And be an example for those young kids. Teens and young adults are who we lose. So I'd love if they were required also. Brian, did you want to chime in on that?
Yeah, they're actually at state parks. I'm glad you said that, Jennifer. There are some life jackets that are on a rack there. Also at the aquatic center, if you don't have a life jacket, we had all sizes from toddlers to adults, the extra large life jackets. Particularly here at Lake Natoma, is don't sacrifice your safety by not having a life jacket. We have loaner programs. We partner with California Department of Boating Waterways, which primary mission is boating safety. And so again, don't get out on the water and say, "Well, I didn't have a life jacket," when there's resources not only at the state parks, Willow Creek, Nimbus Flat, and at Black Miners Bar, including the aquatic center, where we have life jackets that we can loan. You can leave an ID and grab a life jacket, and we can help you make sure that you get the properly sized one, and you can be on your way.
Brian, you mentioned that the water's around 56 degrees. We have reservoirs that are at capacity and they got to release water at some point, and that's going to affect the rivers downstream. The west slope of the Sierra is also melting pretty fast, at a relatively fast rate. How does that shape the conditions for this summer? Because this may be one of the first weekends of many that people are going to want to take advantage of some relief in getting into the water.
Particularly downstream, for downstream from Nimbus Dam is where you're going to see the releases. I didn't check this morning, but I think the last couple weeks there's been at least two gates where some of the water flow is going. I did get an email. I think we're at about 3,500 cubic feet per second, which isn't a lot from the lake standpoint, because if you look at the lake, it looks like it's not moving at all. You don't see swells or currents or anything like that. But downstream, those shelves where you could wade, ankle deep and knee deep a week ago, you may not be able to do now because there's water being released from Nimbus Dam, particularly on the American River. And then it dumps obviously into the Sacramento River. And Shasta feeds into Sacramento River. So again, you got cold water from Mount Shasta and those reservoirs up north that are coming down to make the water cooler.
Jennifer, I want to end with pools. They can be dangerous as well. There's a lot of them, and they could also be a lot of fun. What would you like people to keep in mind as, they kind of get into the thick of pool season?
Sure. Drowning is actually a leading cause of death for kids ages 1 to 4 in Sacramento County, and most of those situations happen in backyard pools and spas. We think that we should keep an eye on little kids around the river, as we should, but also around backyard pools. So we try to give everyone our ABCs. So A is for adult supervision, B is for barriers, like a fence, and C is for CPR and swim classes. So making sure that we have that active adult supervision when kids are in the water. Let's have a water watcher watch the water. I'll take the first 15 minutes. Brian will take the next. Vicky can take the next 15 minutes. And during the pool party, yeah, somebody is assigned to the grill, right? Well, somebody also needs to be assigned to watch the water. And then watch out for those kids that are going to jump even when they're not supposed to be swimming. So active adult supervision. Barriers, we'd love to have that 5-foot-tall, non-climbable fence that completely surrounds the pool and even possibly separating it from the house. Right, not just your backyard fence, but the fence that's keeping those kids that are inside the house safe from the pool. And then last is that CPR in classes. Make sure we know CPR. It can save a life. And then get kiddos started on their swim lessons. It doesn't make them drown proof, but it means that they might be able to know how to get themselves to the side of the pool.
Jennifer and Brian, thank you so much for joining us. It's an important reminder and topic to talk about.
Thanks
Thank
for
you for
having
having us.
us.
Brian Dolgar is the director of the Sacramento State Aquatic Center at Lake Natoma in Folsom, and Jennifer Rubin is the Safe Kids Coordinator at UC Davis Health. And we've been talking about water safety as we're forecasted to hit triple digits later this week. Up next, Dan Atkinson was one of the original faces of Sacramento TV News. And this weekend, this beloved legend passed away at 92 years old. One of his sons and former Insight host Beth Ruljak will join us to remember a man who was a foundation to local news. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.